Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Masechas Avos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Tezayin, and Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Aser Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zecher to find Ruzivik Hagon B'Karav Mamish. And this is really a continuation of the previous Mishnah, in which Reb Tarfon had told us that the day is short, referring to Olam Hazeh, but there's a lot of work to be done. That means learning Torah. So the Mishnah continues, Huayo Omer, he used to say, Lo Yalecha Melacha Ligmar. It's not up to you to finish the work. You don't have to finish all of Torah. You're not going to be able to. Now you might think, if so, I'm not even going to bother starting because I'm not going to be able to finish. So why should I even start? That's why he says, you're not a free person to be bottled from it. You can't say, I'm not going to start. You got to do your very best. You got to try to learn as much Torah as you possibly can, even though you're not going to finish, because that's not your job. Your job isn't to finish. It's just to do as much as you can. And im lamata Torah harbe, if you learned a lot of Torah, nois l'cha schar harbe, you're going to get a lot of schar for that. And v'neman hu ba'malachtcha shesham l'cha schar pulasecha, your ba'malacha, the one who hired you, obviously referring to Hashem, he's trusted that he's going to pay you for your work. It's not like a regular person whom you're working by who might say, I don't have the money now, I'll pay you later, with all these different excuses. Hashem says he's going to pay you, he's going to pay you. V'day you should know, matan schar shel tzadikim la'asod lavai. The real schar for tzadikim is la'asod lavai. Sometimes you see a tzadik in this world doesn't have the best life, and you say, what do you mean? He learns Torah all day long. Why does he have so many yisurim? It's not so geshmak for him. That's because the main schar for Torah of tzadikim is in the world to come. And moving on to Perek Gimel Mishnah Aleph, Akavi ben Malal Omer, Akavi ben Malal said. Now, who is Akavi ben Malal? So first of all, he was one of the greatest of the Tanayim. That's why we don't even have the name Rav or Rebbe before his name. Similar to the Zugais, who are just called by their first names, Hill and Shammai, Shmai and Avtalyon, Yosef ben Yezer Estreda, Yosef ben Yochanan Yerushalayim, so on and so forth. They were so great that we can't even possibly call them any title, so we just call them by their names, similar to Nevi'im. We say Eliyahu Navi, Elisha Navi. We don't call them Rebbe or Rav, and that's because they're so great. Now, really, Akavi ben Malal should have been brought way earlier because he lived at the time of the Zugais. It's just that since the last of the Zugais were Shammai and Hillel, and then since Hillel was a Nasi, we ended up bringing Memras from a whole chain of the Nasiim. So I was going off on a little bit of a side topic. Then we went back to Hillel and continued the chain from him, going on to his Talmud, Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai. So then we brought the Talmidim, Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai. Now we're going back all the way to the beginning, by the times of the Zugais, to bring memories of great Tanoim who lived at that time. And that's what Akavi ben Malal is. So what did he say? Histaka b'shalosh dvarim, you should look at, which means you should analyze and pay attention to three things. V'yata bala de'avera, and then you're not going to come to doing an avera. He was well known for his yiras chet, for his fear of doing sin. And therefore this memory is very apropos to him. He says, if you pay attention to these three things, so then you're not going to come to sin. What are them? Dame ayin basa, know where you come from. Ula anata halech, where are you going to? V'lefnemiyat asalitin din b'cheshbin, and in front of whom you're going to end up giving an accounting. Now he explains himself. Me ayin basa, where'd you come from? Mitipasrucha, from a putrid drop. That's what comes from the man into the woman. So really, you came from nothing. And ula anata halech, where are you going? Lemkaim afer rimu v'saleya, to a place of dirt and maggots and worms, which basically means in the ground after a person dies. And v'lefnemiyat asalitin din b'cheshbin, and in front of whom are you going to give an accounting? L'fnei melech machem lachem akash baruch hu, and from the King of all kings, which is Akash Baruch Hu, and is going to help a person separate himself from all sorts of sins and taivas and things that can bring him to doing bad. Now, there are those that ask the following question: why is it that he repeats himself? He says, and then repeats himself, so on and so forth. Why the repetition? Just say the second half of the Mishnah. There's no need to have the first half of the Mishnah. And the answer is that hidden here is actually two different ways that a person can prevent himself from doing sin. There's the main one, which is being spoken out by Farish in the Mishnah, which is the second half, and we might describe it as being a little bit heavy. You come from nothing, you're going to nothing, and you're giving din v'cheshbon in front of Hashem. The first part, though, is explained perhaps more beautiful, elevating way. Dame ayin basa, know where you're coming from. You're coming from under the kisei hakavod, you're coming from a beautiful place. We know that every single neshama comes from right underneath Hashem's throne. And know where you're going to? You're going right back to there, back to the pure place, just like we say that we deposit our neshama back to where it came from every single night. At the end of 120 years, that's where neshama goes back to. And who are you going to end up giving v'cheshbon in front of? That's Hashem, the Melech Malchem Lachem. Another way of bringing out this point is Avinu Malkeinu. We sometimes relate to Hashem as our father, sometimes as our king, and really it's both. So the second half of the Mishnah is the Malkeinu aspect. The first half of the Mishnah is the Avinu aspect. It's so beautiful. Our relationship with Hashem is Avinu, like a son to a father, and that way also a person can prevent himself from sinning because he realizes that he's so holy, he's so special, he's on such an elevated level. How could he possibly do an Avera? We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow's Mishnah Beis and Gimel. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.